By 30 seconds. Okay, two pencils and a red pen. We should be good for the rest of the day. No word from Alonzo, so we're going to go all the way down to Victor Echo 7. Echo, Foxtrot, Kilo. Good morning, Erlan. Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima. Good morning, David. Tamara's with us today. Victor Alpha 7, Echo Tango Romeo. How about Keith and Karen? Victor Echo 7, Echo X-Ray Hotel.
Good morning, Randy. This is Victor Echo 7 Echo X-Ray Hotel with the lovely Karen here, too. And I guess we've missed the net the last few days or a couple days, but managed to be here today. And thanks for running at 7337 Echo X-Ray Hotel.
I was looking for you yesterday, but yeah, it looks like you were here Sunday and today. Thanks for being there. Hello to Karen as well. You guys have a great day and 73. Victor Echo 7, Fox Bravo Kilo. Good morning, Dave. Victor Alpha 7, Fox November. Good morning, Paul. Victor Alpha 7, Foxtrot, Oscar Kilo. Good morning, Dan. Victor Echo 7, Golf, Delta, Sierra. Good morning, Gary. Victor Echo 7, Golf Echo Uniform. Good morning, Dave and Patty 2.
Good morning, Randy. Victor Echo 7, Golf Echo Uniform from lately rained False Creek this morning. Just waiting out. Got to drop Patty up with the dentist and then I'm back home.
Yeah, I've got the dentist Tuesday. I got to make sure I remember that one. All right, good stuff. Well, thank you very much for being there. Mobile Easy and 73.
73.
Victor Alpha 7, Golf Juliet Kilo. Good morning, Andrew. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Charlie Kilo, Steve. you, Dave and Dodger, listening in. I know Dodger was pretty vocal in the truck there yesterday. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Delta Golf.
Good morning, Randy. Yeah, we're out today walking around Bryden Lagoon in Langley City. That was quite the trip yesterday up to the plateau there, what they call it, where the race would be anyway. Yeah, we're just enjoying ourselves in the drizzle here, and everybody out there, have a good day.
Good stuff. Lots of treats. Have yourself a great day, Dave. Thanks for being there. It's 73.
Okay, you have a great day too, Randy. 73V782.
Victor Echo 7, Hotel Delta Quebec. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning. Believe it or not, dark chocolate is supposed to be good for your congenitive or whatever. I can't remember pronounce it. You want to get Alzheimer's or whatever. Yeah, so that's one of the things that they mentioned, as well as lots of berries and stuff.
I've heard that. They recommend it. It's supposed to help with, like Alzheimer's and whatnot. Very cool.
Anyway, it looks like a little bit of damage out there, but I guess we'll enjoy the day. Take the granddaughter for lunch.
Oh, always good times for sure. Yeah, it's drizzling a little bit, but a very manageable day for sure. Thanks for being there, Dave. 73, you have a great one. Enjoy the lunch. Victor Echo 7, Hotel India. Good morning, Bruce. See if Walter's kicking about today. Victor Echo 7, Hotel India Whiskey. Mark is away. Didn't hear Pardeep this morning. Victor Echo 7, India Zulu Bravo. See you there, Pardeep. Right, no part deep. Let's give John a call. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Bravo X-ray. Kilo 1, Juliet Fox. Victor, good morning, JF. Busy with his pre-flight inspection. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Zulu. Good morning, Jim. How about Victor Echo 7, Juliet Lima Charlie. Good morning, Lanny. Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. Good morning, Josie. Victor Alpha 7, Kilo Oscar Sierra. Good morning, Andre. All right, let's give Kevin a try. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Sierra Bravo. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Tango Charlie, Carl. Two more to call and we'll be at the midway point. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar here, breaking the silence. Sorry I missed the candy conversation yesterday. What was the surprise result, and what was your favorite candy?
Well, my favorite candy is kind of a rotation. It's chocolate bars for sure. I'm a sucker for chocolate. I kind of rotate back and forth, O. Henry, Kit Kat, peanut butter cups, you know, that sort of stuff every once in a while. Mix in maybe a Snickers or a Mars bar.
That sounds tasty. I don't eat much candy anymore, but I still dip my fingers in every once in a while and grab a little bit. Anyway, thanks for the check-in, 7-3 to all listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You bet, Kevin. Oh, and to answer your question, the surprise winner, for me anyways, was dark chocolate. Peanut butter cups and Kit Kats went out to like an early lead and held the lead for most of the net. Once we got past the halfway point, dark chocolate. So those late suffixes certainly liked it, dark chocolate, and that won out the day.
Oh, peanut butter cups, I tell you, I don't buy those because they disappear all in one go. Yeah, dark chocolate is good too. Especially, there's a salted caramel dark chocolate that I think Purdy sells that's just awesome.
Oh, I know that one. They also do the peanut butter crunch bars. I can never get out of their store without picking up at least like three of those. But yeah, after the net yesterday, I had a large blizzard with peanut butter cups with extra peanut butter cups. And oh man, it was good.
So you had peanut butter cups with a blizzard, essentially is what you're saying, right?
Pretty much, yeah. There's two Dairy Queens kind of close to me. One of them, they mix it up in such a way where you get lots of nice big chunks left over. The other one blends it so much they're all tiny little chunks, so I go with the one that leaves the extra big chunks kind of sitting in.
Dairy Queen, I like the peanut butter parfait, which isn't really a candy, but it's a yummy one. But yeah, like I say, I sort of stick away from the sugars. Was sick a couple of years ago, and sugar's not a good thing anymore. So it's a real treat when I get one.
Yeah, that's the Peanut Buster Parfait. That used to be my favorite when I was a kid. I don't know, a little, probably too much fudge for me now, but they are tasty.
Yeah, when I do manage to get one, they sort of put a bunch of fudge at the bottom, and I usually don't finish that. Although I look lovingly at it before I give it away to whoever wants it at the table or throw it away if there's no one around.
For sure. Good stuff. Well, thanks for playing, Kevin. You have a great day at 73.
73. Talk to you tomorrow.
Recheck.
Recheck. Go ahead, Gerald. V7, Mike Tango, X-ray.
Yes, Randy. Did anybody mention a coastal flood warning in the on Vancouver Island? Over.
I haven't heard that one, no.
Yeah, we've got king tides and a storm, so it could be kind of dangerous near the shorelines. And the, I don't know if the amateur radio relay system on the Vancouver Island will be busy or not, but that's a forewarning.
Oh yeah, king tide will bring the waters up nice and high, that's for sure, especially with the heavy rain. All right, good stuff. Thanks for that, Gerald.
Roger. Thanks very much. Big check to 7 Mike Tango, X-ray monitoring.
By the way, Gerald, you got a hum on your signal that's not usually there. Are you on the handheld?
Yeah, I'm on the handheld. I'm not on the base station charger, too, as well. My batteries are shut.
Oh, just a hum from the...